Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a radio show for children, by children, and about children. And we are coming to you this morning from the Metro Atlanta area. I'm happy this morning to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. I'm happy to have them with us, and I want to thank their parents for allowing me this opportunity. I realize that this is a very busy weekend because this is a holiday weekend, and so families have things planned, and so I am very appreciative of the parents for helping you to get your stories together and allowing you to have this time this morning. We're going to get started in just a moment, but I do want to start with my commercials. This is to let you know that we are accepting young people to be a part of Junior Giants. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12 and willing to do something just a little bit different in order to be a part of Junior Giants. I think it's something that they would enjoy, but they can't be real shy, and they need to have good reading ability. If you want to be a part of Junior Giants, or you have a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, son, daughter that wants to be a part, please give me a call. You can reach me at 678-516-5570, or you can contact me with an email address. The email address is JuniorGiantSpeaks at yahoo.com. And our website is www.JuniorGiantSpeaks.com. All right, that's done. This morning we're going to be talking about education. Education is something that's probably one of the most important things in our children's lives. They spend a lot of time in a day in school. And so I wanted to see what their opinions are on education so that they can, I'm sure that their parents are already talking with them about their education, but we want to make sure that they have their own buy-in, that they understand that their education is important. So today, our topic is called Education with a Purpose. And like I said, I'm very happy to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. And we were going to have a teacher be with us or join us, but she wasn't able to make it. But our children did talk with their own teachers and got in opinions from their own teachers. And so we're going to go with that, and I'm very excited to see how this plays out for them. So let us begin. I think this morning we're going to start with Mr. Luke. Good morning, Luke. How are you? Luke?
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
You're good?
Yes.
Okay. How was your week?
Good. If you didn't know, it was my birthday week.
This was your birthday week. Oh, my. How old did you turn?
8.
Okay. You turned 8. And so what are you doing? What did you do for your birthday?
I got a few toys. I got one Lego set. I got 2 birthday cards. I already used my GameStop one, and eventually I will get a chance to use my Toys R Us one. And I celebrated
okay. Car.
And best of all, I got clothes.
Okay. Well, you sound like you had a good time. So what day was your birthday?
August 29th.
August 20 what?
August 29th, so it was last Monday.
Well, happy birthday, sweetie. I'm glad you enjoyed your day.
Thank you.
Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good day. This is Luther, Junior Giant Reporter, and today I am reporting on education and learning. I will first discuss my learning and experience, and then I will share interview questions and answers from my second grade, Miss, and my now third grade teacher, Miss Maggie Bowser. What I like about learning and going to school is that I can experience friendship in math, read, and writing. I also can do and become good at it. My education, I want to experience life and have fun throughout my grade. I also want to use my education to become an animal doctor. I love learning, but when it becomes hard, I ask questions and use teamwork. Now that I've shared my learning experience, I will share questions and answers from Teacher Beth Knight and Teacher Maggie Bowser. I asked Beth Knight this question: how do you help a child that is struggling? She answered, a child that is struggling often needs support, encouragement, and a little extra one-on-one time. Every situation is student needs and unique, so each student might need a little something different. Figuring out what a student needs and help and helping them achieve is very rewarding. About it is all about supporting and improving students to solve problems on their own. I also asked her this question: what makes a good student? She answered, a good student is one who wants to learn and is willing to do what it takes to succeed. A good student is determined, creative, and willing to think outside of the box. Thirdly, I asked Ms. Maggie Bowser this question: why did you become a teacher? She answered, I became a teacher for several reasons. First of all, I love kids. The energy, excitement, and humor they offer each day is very enjoyable. Secondly, I like the challenge of teaching when a student is understanding it's intriguing to hear why they don't understand and what I can do to help them. I enjoy learning at strength. I might learn just if not more than my students.
Luke, I'm going to interrupt you because I need you to take me off of speakerphone.
Okay. Lastly, I asked Ms. Bowser, what advice do you have about doing homework? And she answered, I believe homework should not take more than 20 to 30 minutes. On a daily basis, kids need to play outside and hang out with their friends. For social and physical development, spending time and learning, intermittent taking art classes, participating on a sports team, or investigating time. Another hobby is also time well spent, highly encouraged. In closing, this is Luther, Junior Giant Reporter. Have a great Saturday.
Very good, Luke. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you interviewing more than one teacher.
You're welcome.
You're doing a good job. So tell me, when you were talking to your teachers, did they want to know why you were doing this? When you were talking to your teacher, were you asking them questions? Did they want to know why you were doing it?
Yeah. Well, like, my mom emailed them that I was on a video, and since it was about them, she had to give them these papers, and they had to highlight or answer it to see what's the reason why I would want them to be a teacher, and why advice about homework, what makes a great student, and what happens when a student is struggling.
Okay. All right. Well, you did a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to keep moving today. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, and we have our Junior Giant reporters with us, and our topic today is education with a purpose. We're going to go on now to our next Junior Giant reporter, Ms. Taria. How are you, Taria? How are you? How was your week? Taria?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your week?
It was good.
Okay, what made it good?
I got to go to fun run at my school and me.
Okay. Are you ready with your report this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Taria, and I am a third grade Junior Giant reporter. The thing I mostly like about learning is that it is challenging and it causes me to think harder. When learning becomes hard, I ask myself questions about what I am in trouble with. I also more independently and by my best. Science is my favorite subject. Learning this way will help me prepare for my life in the future. I asked my teacher's question to answer three questions about education. The first question was, why did she become a teacher? She always wanted to become a teacher since she was a little girl. The second question I asked her was, how did she help a child that is struggling? She says she identifies the area of weakness and then gives them practice in that area. The last question I asked her was, what makes me a good student? She said, good students work hard, follow directions, and always try their best. My name is Taria, and I am your Junior Giant reporter.
All right, Ms. Taria. What did you say that you were studying for, you wanted to do, you needed your education for?
Science.
Beg your pardon?
Science.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a coder to make robots.
Okay. All right. That is going to take education. So you enjoy technology?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your report.
Thank you.
I want to tell those of you who are listening, we thank you for joining us this morning. We seem to be having difficulty in the studio part of our show. So if you are getting feedback on your listening device, I do apologize. It is beyond our control. But we're going to keep on going. And our next reporter this morning is Mr. Alex. Mr. Alexander. How are you, Alexander?
I'm doing good.
All right. How was your week?
It was good.
Why was it good?
Because I'm starting to do a lot of sports, and I'm having a busy week,
Okay. Well, are you ready with your story?
Ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Alexander, and I am a junior giant reporter. And I am interviewing Mrs. Jackson, who teaches math. The first questions I asked my
Alexander,
teacher
with Alexander, hold on one second, sweetheart. I'm sorry. Please excuse me. If any of the reporters have their phone on speaker, please take it off speakerphone. Go right ahead, Alex. Alex? Hello?
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 Alexander?
Hello. Alexander?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
My name is... Hello, my name is Alexander, and I am a junior giant reporter. And the teacher I'm interviewing is Mrs. Jackson, who teaches math. The three questions I asked my teacher with the answers following are, why did you become a teacher? I wanted to help kids learn. My second question is, what is one of the main things that you want students to know about learning? Learning opens doors to many opportunities. My third question is, how do you help a child that is struggling? Review it more than one time. Teaching is my passion. When learning is hard, I study more. My favorite subject is math at school. It is my favorite part because you can count up numbers and add and subtract to get new numbers. When I grow up, I want to be President of the United States of America and be a detective with the FBI. My teacher's name is Mrs. Jackson. My school is Hendricks Elementary School. This is Alexander Jackson Stout. Thank you for listening, your junior giant reporter.
Thank you, Alexander. Very good. You did a very good job with your report. So tell me, why do you want to be president?
So I can make new laws and not let other people not have bad laws.
Okay. If you were going to make a new law, what law would you change?
I would change, don't shoot black people and don't let white people run for president. Let other people run for president.
Okay. Those are good laws. And I hope that one day we'll be saying President Alexander, Mr. Alexander, Mr. President. Anything is possible, okay? But
yes,
you will have to do good,
you will
in, school.
Have to do good in school.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All
thank
right.
You so much
thank
for your
you
report.
For your report.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to continue. If you hear me pausing,
hear me
it's because,
pausing, it's because
I'm getting all these different messages
in the studio.
And we have a serious echoing problem. And so just
and
bear
so
with
just
us.
Bear with
I thank you for holding
on.
The children are doing a wonderful job this morning
with their
stories.
Stories.
So please just keep bearing
with
us, and we're going to get this cleared up.
Alrighty.
This is Junior Giant Speaks, and we are talking this morning on
education
with a purpose.
And
we're going to
continue
to go this morning. I want to go right now to Ms.
Jada.
Jada, how are you this morning?
Good.
You're doing well?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How was your week?
How was your week?
It was good.
It was good.
Okay.
Okay.
Go right ahead with your
Go
story.
Go right ahead with your story.
Good morning. This is Jada, your Green Giant reporter. Our show today will be on education. Education is a wonderful opportunity that you can earn in life. It is a foundation of what you want to be in your life. It is also the process of receiving or giving instruction. Learning is the knowledge or studied or by being taught. The thing I like about learning is that I can get a good education from learning. That's the foundation for a good career. The best thing I like about education is that you can study for any area of opportunity that you are interested in. When learning gets hard, I consult with my teachers or my parents for guidance, and they always help me solve the problem. I would like to learn as much as possible. Because I want to become a teacher so I could pass on the knowledge that I have gained to help others. I have interviewed Ms. Lucy Collins, but I'm visiting from Jamaica, who happens to be a teacher. She teaches at Deacon Elementary. Ms. Collins mentioned that she became a teacher because it was her passion and love for children. She mentioned that one of the main things she wants students to know about learning is that when you're educated, you can soar to the highest level. You do not settle for anything that is needed. You have to use up your full potential. The advice that I have given about learning is homely is that it tells whether or not you understand what has been taught. It helps you to develop your learning ability and also helps work on your own. Homework helps you to develop areas that you're struggling with. Thank you for listening. This is
Jada,
your Green Giant reporter.
Have a wonderful day. Jada, can I ask if you hear echoing in your phone?
Yes.
Okay. This is for the rest of you. First of all, you guys are doing a wonderful job, and I'm sorry for this difficulty, but we are going to cut the show short because I don't want our show to go on the air like this. You guys are excellent reporters, and I don't want this to be a blemish on our reporting because people can't understand what's being said because there's this echo following us. There's something going on in the studio, the transmission of the studio that I can't control. And so we're going to cut the show short this morning. But I need everybody, even those of you who have already done your story, I need you to keep your stories, and we are going to redo this show. If it's okay with your parents, we will redo this show next Saturday. Okay, so, but I don't want it to go out on the air like this. This is not our quality work that we do. And I need to find out why we are having the echoing so that people can understand what you're saying. Did everybody understand what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So please hold on to your stories. I am so sorry. I don't know why this is happening, but I will find out. And so please hold on to your stories. Please, please, please don't throw them away. Don't lose them. And we will redo this show, okay? For those of you who are listening and can understand us out in internet radio land, I would like to say we do apologize for this inconvenience. I thank you for being listeners, and some of our listeners are faithful listeners. So I do apologize, but we will do the show. We will do it again in the very near future. So please join us again then. This has been Junior Giant Speaks, and we will talk to you again soon. God bless. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.